So we've got Reg Rye rolling into Delaware County tomorrow. We're checking in with some of our local riders along this year's route. And we've got Masonville native Jerry Houlihan on the phone with us right now. Jerry, hi, how are you?
I'm great.
You're from Masonville originally. Now you live in Cedar Rapids, correct?
That's correct.
Yep. Yeah. And how long have you been doing Reg Rye?
This is my 10th one. Didn't start until I retired in 2014.
Okay, wow. And so what brings you back to Reg Rye every year?
It's just one of those things that's pretty cool and you can't really describe it. Oh. I ride a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it gets me out and gets me, it's something to train for, so it gets me on my bike.
Keeps you active.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you guys started in, I'm trying to remember the name, is it Onawa?
Yes, correct, yes.
Over the weekend? Yeah. So how's the ride been so far this week?
The first day was brutal.
I heard, yeah.
It was just one really tough hill after another the whole way. It was probably one of the tougher days I've seen in the 10 times I've done it.
Wow. A lot of heat, too,
yeah.
Last couple days.
Yeah, but yeah, we got through it.
Did you get some good food along the way?
Yeah, there's all kinds of interesting stuff.
I heard pie is a big hit for Reg Rye riders.
Pie and there's some ice cream. We just left Biederman's ice cream stop, so that's always good.
That sounds good. So you get to stay in Independence tonight. Mm-hmm. Do you camp out or do you stay with someone or how does that work?
We camp out. I joined a group because my normal riding group isn't doing it this year. So, yeah, we camp out every night. It gets a little old after 7 days, but especially when you're as old as I am.
Well, after your stay in Independence tonight, you get to come back into your hometown area, going by Masonville and coming into Manchester. That should be fun tomorrow.
It will be, yeah. I'm going to take a little side trip and ride in through Masonville, I think, when I get there.
That's neat. And then Dyersville tomorrow night, and then finally you get to end the ride in Dubuque on Saturday.
Yes, I think it's only like 34 or 35 miles on Saturday.
What is that feeling like when you finally get to dip your bike tire in the Mississippi River?
It feels good to have it over with. It's usually, you know, feeling of accomplishment. I am going to have all the miles in, hopefully, by the time the end of it. So that's always good.
Well, tomorrow when you're in Manchester, hopefully you get a chance to stop by KMCH. I know your sister Loretta works here, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to see you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, enjoy the rest of your ride and enjoy your night tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully.
Very good. Appreciate it.